2. Astronomy. Listen to a lecture in an astronomy class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Look up at the stars on a clear night, and you'll notice that they seem to twinkle or move, but the stars themselves aren't moving. The twinkling of the stars is an illusion created by a process known as atmospheric distortion. Here's how it works. First, the stars give off rays of light, which travel through space and enter the Earth's atmosphere. Now you have to understand something about the atmosphere. It's not just one big uniform blanket of molecules. It's actually made up of many currents of air that move in different directions and at different speeds. Scientists call them pockets. Now, the second thing that happens is, when starlight enters the atmosphere, it hits these air pockets. And then when the light rays from the star hit these pockets, they get bent in random directions. As a result, when the light finally enters your eye, it strikes your eye at all different angles. So it appears, to your eye anyway, that the light is coming from different directions. The star looks like it's twinkling.
1. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
Look up at the stars on a clear night, and you'll notice that they seem to twinkle or move, but the stars themselves aren't moving.
Why does the professor say this?
Look up at the stars on a clear night.
Two. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
Now you have to understand something about the atmosphere. It's not just one big uniform blanket of molecules. It's actually made up of many currents of air that move in different directions and at different speeds.
Why does the professor say this?
You have to understand something about the atmosphere.
Three. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
When the light finally enters your eye, it strikes your eye at all different angles. So it appears, to your eye anyway, that the light is coming from different directions.
Why does the professor say this?
To your eye anyway,